Good afternoon. This is the second of two debates between candidates for supervisor in San Luis Obispo County. I'm the moderator for KCBX, Larry Rutter. Today we focus on the 5th District. The two candidates are the incumbent, Jim Patterson, and the challenger, Debbie Arnold, both of whom are across from me at the table. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon. Larry.
Glad to have you here. The voting on the June 5th is officially a primary election. However, since there are only two candidates in the district, the one with the majority of votes will be elected for a four-year term. The 5th district includes a large geographical area in the generally western part of the county, with population centers in a portion of Templeton, all of Atascadero, Creston, Santa Margarita, and a portion of San Luis Obispo, a population of almost 52,000 people. The format of the debate calls for an opening statement by each candidate of 4 minutes, then an opportunity to respond to the other's opening statement of 2 minutes. And then a chance for a one-minute rebuttal. In all cases, we will be timing the responses, cueing the candidates visually, and asking for their cooperation and staying within the agreed-upon limits. A bell will sound if the limits have been breached. There we are. Once we have completed the opening statements, I'll have a series of questions for the candidates. Each candidate will get 3 minutes to respond and then 1 minute to clarify or challenge. Again, a bell sound if limits have been breached. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been asking listeners to suggest questions and areas of inquiry in the debate, and many have responded. And we thank you all very much for often thoughtful and insightful questions, many of which we will be drawing upon. The closing statements will also be 4 minutes each, with a two-minute opportunity for final thoughts. Before we went on the air, we flipped a coin to decide which candidate speaks first, which speaks second or last in the debate. As a result, the first speaker will be Mr. Patterson, the second Ms. Arnold. In the closing remarks, the order is the same. Mr. Patterson will speak first, Ms. Arnold will speak second and last. And now we begin with the opening remarks for the candidates for San Luis Obispo District 5 Supervisor. The first speaker is Jim Patterson.
Thank you, Larry. And I just want to make one clarification, and that is the District 5 is part of San Luis Obispo City, a small portion, but mostly the eastern part of the county, not the western. So
absolutely.
I just wanted to clear that up. You got the communities right, but
I was just I was upside down when I saw
right,
that.
That's right, what I was right. Thinking. So I wanted to mention that for the listening audience. And I came to Cal Poly and graduated in 1974 with a degree in natural resources management. I'm a 40-year county resident, and most of my professional life, I have been self-employed, doing a variety of things. I owned a retail nursery in Atascadero for 15 years, had a landscaping business. I've got a background in agriculture and farming, resource conservation, working as the conservation manager for the Atascadero Mutual Water Company, and, of course, public service, serving the last two terms as San Luis Obispo County Supervisor. And this varied background brings with it the knowledge and understanding of issues and challenges facing many of San Luis Obispo County residents. We've been successful the last few years in San Luis Obispo County, bringing the county out of the worst recession since the Great Depression, and we've done so with flying colors. And that's something that I want to speak to. During the last several years, we've reduced the size and cost of government while improving organization and efficiency. We've reduced county staff by about 250 employees. That's a 10% reduction through attrition without any layoffs. We've balanced the county budget with judicious use of reserves and long-term savings. We've created approximately 1,000 new jobs this past year, with more coming. New libraries in Atascadero and Cambria, the Los Osos Wastewater Project, which we expect to start construction on very soon. And we've also drafted an economic strategic plan for the county with the help of over 100 industry and business representatives in drafting that plan. We've updated the county economic element, again, using a variety of business professionals in the county, and it is one of the elements of our county general plan. We've implemented a second-tier pension system at the county, one of the first counties in the state of California to do that, reducing our pension costs this year alone by $800,000. And when fully implemented, we expect that second-tier pension program to save the county about $20 million a year. We've also worked with our employees to increase their pension contribution. We have a Fitch bond rating of AA+, one of the best bond ratings in the state. And that rating was driven by a strong financial performance at the county, a stable local economy, a stable tax base, very low debt profile. Our debt profile is approximately 2.63% of our general fund, contrasting that with the state of California, which is about 30% of their general fund. And we have strong financial management. Those were the criteria that Fitch used to give us that AA+ rating. We have a new investment policy in the county where we now have $170 million of county funds invested in local banks that would help stimulate the economy. And these are term accounts in local banks. And we will continue to build the economy, create jobs in San Luis Obispo, and continue the good quality of life that we have here in San Luis Obispo. And that's what I'm working towards. Thank you.
That was the voice of Jim Patterson. He is running for re-election, District 5 supervisor. His challenger is Debbie Arnold, and she has her opening remarks.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Larry. And I'll start with a little bit about my background. I moved here in the early 70s to attend Cal Poly, and I married into a generational farming family. Actually, today my husband Steve and I are celebrating our 37th wedding anniversary. We have two grown children, both graduated from Cal Poly, and they now represent the fifth generation of Arnolds living and working on our family ranch. We're also the proud grandparents of four young granddaughters. We primarily make our living raising hay, cattle, and wine grapes, and our family has a small boutique winery. I, like many farm wives, worked off of the farm for years. I owned and operated Small Wonders Preschool in Atascadero for 17 years, where I worked with over 1,000 young families, providing a quality preschool curriculum and much-needed child care for working parents. I sold my preschool property in 2000 when our children moved to San Luis Obispo to attend Cal Poly. At that time, I planned on spending my time helping at the ranch, but was offered the opportunity to go to work as a legislative assistant for then-Supervisor Mike Ryan. I have over 4.5 years of experience serving the constituents of San Luis Obispo County while working for the Board of Supervisors. In 2005, I was offered a position with Assemblyman and later Senator Sam Blakesley, where I worked as a field representative. In that capacity, I helped craft legislation on various issues and helped San Luis Obispo County residents navigate the complexities of various levels of government. Today, I'm running for 5th District Supervisor and would like to touch on 3 points: why I'm running for supervisor, why I think we need to change, and what I'll do to change the direction of county government. So why I'm running? I'm running because I think we can do better. I want to preserve the small towns and rural character of our county, and I want to help businesses thrive again so people can get back to work. Why I think we need a change? The policies of my opponent are based on ideology that often does not take into consideration the economic consequences. The County Board of Supervisors continues to enact cumbersome regulations and fee increases on residents and businesses. This has created a regulatory climate that is strangling small businesses. Agriculture and tourism are the backbone of our economy. The conservation and open space elements, smart growth principles, the climate action plan, the events ordinance, the fees imposed on wine barrel emissions, and the increased permit fees all make it more expensive and more difficult to do business in San Luis Obispo County. Regulatory reform needs to begin at the local level. There needs to be more transparency in county government. My opponent continues to legislate from the more obscure bodies he serves on as a supervisor. The plastic bag ban, air pollution regulation, and tax increase proposals are all coming out of the boards such as the IWMA, the APCD, and SLOCOG. What I can do? If elected, I'll work to curb the expansive role of government in our daily lives. I'll work to curb the excessive regulations that are strangling our small businesses. And I will work to curb the intrusion of government into the free market and return the freedom of choice to the consumer. I'll oppose the expansion of excessive regulation and lobby at every level for the people's interests. I have the drive, the passion, and the experience to bring balance and common sense back to county government. I humbly ask for your vote on June 5th.
Debbie Arnold, a challenger for the position of supervisor in the 5th District. Both of our candidates now have made their opening remarks of 4 minutes. They have an opportunity of 2 minutes each of them to expand upon those remarks or to comment about the remarks of their opponent. We begin with Mr. Patterson.
Yes, thank you, Larry. I take issue with the condition of our economy here in San Luis Obispo County. We're growing our economy. We've put programs in place to help create jobs in San Luis Obispo County. As I mentioned, we've created about 1,000 jobs in the last year with more coming. We've worked with business and industry leaders here to put an economic strategy in place that will help build the economy. We're doing better than most counties in the state of California, and it's because of our cooperation and partnerships with local businesses. And I just want to mention also these obscure boards that my opponent speaks to, the Integrated Waste Management Authority, the Council of Governments, and the Air Pollution Control District. They are, at least the IWMA and the APCD are charged with enforcing state regulations on solid waste and air quality, respectively. The Council of Governments is primarily charged with distributing state and federal funds for transportation and transit activities in this county. They are composed of representatives from each of the seven cities, so there's input there from our seven incorporated cities, as well as the County Board of Supervisors. And we have been successful, again, in implementing state programs without excessive regulation, keeping the local interest in mind. And again, there's good representation, good access to these bodies through the website and through their meetings and through open government.
Jim Patterson, thank you. And Debbie Arnold, you have 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. My opponent once again has discussed county government and how county government has reacted to the bad economy. I am trying to address the economy that we have going on here in the county, and I can say that when my opponent took office in 2004, our unemployment here was 4.6%, and it now hovers at 8.7%. The jobs that he speaks about out on Carissa Plains, the solar projects, a lot of people are very happy to see our county play such a large role in bringing renewables to the county, and I'm included in that group. But those are subsidized projects, and what I'm looking at is bringing more certainty and more certainty in time frame and certainty in cost for businesses that want to come into the county and provide private sector jobs.
Debbie Arnold, you have 1 minute if you have anything further to say, Mr.
Well, Price. I just want to emphasize that I am not responsible for the global meltdown of the economy and the fact that unemployment was different in 2004 than it is now is not relevant. The fact that we've created jobs in an economy that is the worst since the Great Depression, I think, is the banner that we are waving. And the fact that we continue to invest in this county in infrastructure, as I mentioned, we have the Los Osos Wastewater Project coming forward, which are more construction jobs. The solar projects in the Carrizo Plain is putting San Luis Obispo County at the forefront. In fact, These projects are the largest solar projects in the state of California, actually in the United States, and they're putting San Luis Obispo County on the map. And these are good economic head of household type jobs that will last for the next 3 to 4 years.
Debbie Arnold, you have 60 seconds.
All right. And I just want to go back to my last comments, or the comments my opponent made. When I talk about obscure regional boards, I think by obscure, I mean that most of our citizens are really unaware of the role that these boards play. And a lot of legislation, regulation is coming from these boards. So I think by accountability, I would like to see that more of our citizens aware of how our regulation is being formatted and be able to play have more input, play a bigger role in the decisions that are being made.
Debbie Arnold. This is a debate between the two candidates for 5th District Supervisors, Debbie Arnold, who you just heard, Jim Patterson. Jim is the incumbent. Debbie is the challenger. And now we have a series of questions that we're going to put to the candidates. In each case with the questions, they will get 3 minutes to respond to the question, and then 1 minute after the other has responded for any clarifications or things that they might want to say in addition. In many ways, a campaign for public office is like an extended job interview. If asking the voters to hire you to do a job. So for at least a few moments, I'd like to ask some questions that you might encounter in a job interview. And we are going to start with Ms. Arnold. And we'll ask the same question of Mr. Patterson. What is your conception of the actual job of a supervisor, and what is it about your background that qualifies you for that job?
All right. As I said in my opening statement, I have had four and a half years of experience working with the Board of Supervisors. I would say the primary job of the board is, of course, as my opponent continues to discuss, to make sure that our county government is operating financially, is operating well. But beyond that, land use issues and community planning. I would say that's probably the biggest role of our County Board of Supervisors. But I want to remind listeners that when you elect a supervisor, you also elect a vote on the Air Pollution Control District, the Integrated Waste Management Authority Board, the SLOCOG Board, which decides where our transportation monies, how that will be used and spent, the Regional Transportation Authority, and LAFCO. And LAFCO is primarily responsible for creating special districts and also for the annexation and so forth of how our cities grow and our county allows that growth. So I would almost say more than half of the efforts are spent on other boards, even besides the Board of Supervisors. So yes, my experience after working with the constituents at the Board of Supervisors, I understand the role of a supervisor, and maybe even more importantly, after nearly 8 years working for the state assemblyman and then the senator, I've developed networks and I have a very good understanding of the complex state government and the various agencies that interact with our county government.
Debbie Arnold. Jim Patterson, of course, you've been a supervisor now for nearly 2 terms. So let's reflect back on what that tells you about what's required of the job and what in your background, beside being a supervisor, has prepared you to do the job.
Well, as I mentioned, Larry, I've had a variety of experiences through my professional career, owning a small business, working in farming and ranching, and public service, and also as a water conservation manager for Atascadero Mutual Water. I did a lot of public outreach and education and working with people. Becoming a supervisor is a challenging task. Basically, what we do is provide for public safety and services for residents of San Luis Obispo County. We operate a $465 million budget that funds the Sheriff's Department, CAL FIRE, Rural Fire Protection, the Public Health Agency, Social Services, Libraries, Public Works, Land Use Planning. We do an awful lot of services, providing services for the residents of San Luis Obispo County. One of the things that was lacking that I felt was needed when I became supervisor was contact with the people I represent. And I have started a new Citizens Advisory Committee in Creston, so I would have more direct contact with the rural residents in the eastern part of the county. I hold regular office hours now throughout the county in each of the four communities I represent. I have regular office hours, so I am available to my constituents so I can understand and know what their issues and problems are and help them meet the needs that they've experienced here in the county. It's a full-time job. In fact, I tell people that it's not a job, it's a lifestyle if you're going to do it properly. I think that we need to act responsibly in terms of managing our finances here in the county, and I mentioned in my opening remarks how successful we've been in doing that. We're a partnership with public employees who work for the county and outreach into the community. We're a partnership with business, with agriculture, and helping them grow and prosper. We help develop housing and opportunity to maintain the quality of life that brings so many people to San Luis Obispo County. And that's been my focus. When I came here to Cal Poly, then graduated, bought property in South Atascadero, built my home, and raised my family there, I had that opportunity. And I want to be sure that future generations coming to San Luis Obispo have that opportunity and at the same time protect the environment that is so unique to San Luis and brings people here and keeps them here to live their lives and experience the quality of life.
You have 60 seconds, Ms. Arnold, to respond.
Well, I agree. We live in a beautiful place, and protecting our environment is very, very important. It's important to most people that live here. But I believe many people come here and live here for the small-town rural lifestyle, and I believe that the policies that have been enacted by our Board of Supervisors in the last 8 years, specifically the Smart Growth Principles, which will drive urban lifestyle our small towns will eventually disappear, and that is part of the motivation for me running. I do want to protect the environment we enjoy living here.
Ms. Patterson, you have 60
yes,
seconds.
Thank you, Larry. Smart growth is a development pattern that really focuses development to existing communities and reduces sprawl. And in essence, it does protect agricultural land and open space. Without that, you have sprawl. The difference between smart growth development and conventional type development without smart growth is sprawl, which impacts the rural environment. Again, as I mentioned, agriculture and open space. It's more expensive to serve development in the rural areas, to build the infrastructure needed, to provide the services. It puts more cars on the road and increases congestion rather than minimizing it. When you develop in the existing communities, you have options available to you for transportation. You have services available there, and it makes more sense.
Ms. Arnold, 60 seconds.
Yes. My opponent is talking about sprawl, and sprawl is completely – I am talking about protecting the existing lifestyle. In other words, people with larger lots that live in town. He talks about the rural lifestyle being more expensive, and I say we are an agricultural, ag-tourism, economic-based county, driving residents into high-density urban lifestyles in our towns where we can be at the county and cities can be asking for up to 32 units an acre. It would completely change the complexion of and makeup of our small rural towns.
The job interview just has one more question on it, and all job interviews have silly questions on them, you know, and this you may regard as a silly one. I don't. Who are your political heroes? This is not the answer to this question is not debatable, but I'd like you to take up to 2 minutes, each of you, starting with Mr. Patterson. Tell me, who is your political hero? Who are your heroes, and why are they heroic in your term?
Well, I don't know that I have an awful lot of actual political heroes. I have people that I have a great deal of respect for, and I'll start with Leon Panetta in the political arena. Leon represented our county in the House of Representatives for a number of years, and he went on to serve as a budget advisor, advisor to Clinton, and he serves in a variety of capacities or has in the current administration as CIA director, and I think he was involved in the Department of Defense too. But the thing about Leon is he was a problem solver, and he commanded the respect of both parties when he was in the House of Representatives and was quite effective as budget director in the Clinton administration. So I have a high regard for him. He came back after serving in the Clinton administration and lives in the Monterey area. Now he's back in Washington, of course. But while he was here, he worked for the Packard Foundation and did a lot of good local work here, started foundation through the Monterey University of California, or not California State University in Monterey, and really taught people about public policy. Other people I have a great deal of respect for are mostly a variety of authors that write about democracy, write about the environment, the importance of engaging in community, and being involved as a citizen. And those are the people I have high respect for.
Ms. Arnold.
Yes. Well, my political heroes, we'll go all the way back and start with George Washington, who had the dedication and vision to endure the very difficult challenges that helped create the country that we live in, the country that's become the envy of the world. Next, I would say James Madison, who recognized the importance of creating and constructing a constitution that we could live by and would, again, create a government that's just become the envy of the world and really created the highest quality of life known to mankind. With the help of Thomas Jefferson, he actually studied all the societies that he had access to learning about and tried to really develop something special. We all know he did. And lastly, my more modern political hero would be Ronald Reagan, who I think did a great service stepping into the position of the President of the United States. And I think that my generation has benefited greatly by having him as president.
Thank you very much. You're listening to a debate between the two candidates for 5th District Supervisor in San Luis Obispo County, Jim Patterson, Debbie Arnold, and we are in the middle of that debate as we speak here at KCBX. I want to now ask a much more mundane question outside of our job interview. It's about economics, really. Unemployment, the need for economic development, the depression in the housing market are very important issues facing the country, the state, and the county. The question is, do you think county government can really have a significant impact on these problems? And do you think the county is doing enough in all these areas? What more needs to be done? And what, if any, additional county money should be spent to grow the local economy? I'm going to ask Debbie Arnold, the challenger here, to answer first. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you so much. As a small businesswoman, understand that entrepreneurs, of course, the government plays a role in providing for our public health and safety. But beyond that, I think the government has gone too far in trying to regulate private sector businesses. It's expensive. It's expensive to enforce, and I think that the government needs to step back a little bit. I think they could go a long way in attracting companies here and attracting businesses here if businesses could come with some more certainty. In other words, how long will it take to have a building up and running to house my business? How much money will it cost? What exactly are the permits that will be required for me to get started? And that's been in this county, that's been difficult. There are a lot of question marks, and I think in this tough economic times, it's hard to attract businesses into a situation like that until our government steps back and takes the role of providing for public health and safety and allowing businesses to feel like they can operate without county government breathing down their necks. I think it'll be hard to bring this unemployment rate down from 8.7%.
Okay. Mr. Patterson.
Yes, thank you, Larry. I spoke rather extensively about economic development in my opening remarks and how we've rallied the past couple of years to really turn the economy around here in San Luis Obispo, working to develop an economic strategy, working with the Economic Vitality Corporation here in San Luis Obispo and over 100 business and industry representatives to craft this economic strategy that will help us grow and build good head of household jobs. Another issue that affects employment here is one that you mentioned in the question, and that's the availability of workforce and affordable housing. And I've been working with the Workforce Housing Coalition the past several years to advocate for workforce and affordable housing. We've had some degree of success there. Obviously, the housing market has collapsed over the past several years as a result of the economic downturn. And it gives us an opportunity to really start rebuilding the housing market. We've worked successfully with the Housing Authority, with the Housing Trust Fund, People Self-Help Housing, Habitat for Humanity to create a variety of workforce and affordable housing in San Luis Obispo. We need to do more. The county is currently working with the building industry to develop a plan development ordinance that will give builders more flexibility to build a variety of housing. And that's what we need to focus on. We have a very diverse population here in San Luis Obispo and a diverse economy. So we need a diversity of housing for people that work in agriculture and in tourism, because those typically are lower paying jobs. And we need housing for those folks. And my colleague Adam Hill states that if people are good enough to work here, they're good enough to live here. And I think we have a responsibility to provide a variety of housing, workforce, affordable rental housing that provides opportunity for people, for young people, young families. And I think we are making progress. We do need to do more. Government does have a role there, working with the private sector. Government doesn't build housing, but we can certainly help by providing builders the opportunity. We've done a number of other things by streamlining the permitting process, giving incentives, financial incentives to builders to build the type of housing that we need for a diverse workforce and a diverse population.
Mr. Patterson, thank you. Ms. Arnold, you have 60 seconds if you'd like to add to your answer.
Yes. Actually, the fees on every county service and fees on permits, including permits on housing, have risen in the last few years. APCD, of which my opponent sits on that board, has raised so many fees on businesses and continue to talk about raising more. We're talking about fees on cleaners, on woodworking, on agricultural burning, backyard burning. They even created fees like the emissions on wine barrels. Single-family home, same home in 2003 would have cost $2,911 in county permits. Today, in 2012, that same home, $11,439 in county permits. So clearly, the county government has a role in increasing the cost of housing.
Mr. Patterson.
Yes, thank you. I just have an email that came from one of our senior planners, and the single-family residential building fee in 2003 was $7,400, not the $2,000 or whatever that Ms. Arnold states. And what's important about that is that builders should pay the cost of those fees, not taxpayers. And if you charge less than the actual cost, then the taxpayers pick that up. And the Air Pollution Control District did raise fees last year for the first time in 3 years. Currently, at our meeting yesterday, we held fees constant, no increases in fees, and the budget for fiscal year 12-13 is actually less than the budget for this year for the Air Pollution Control District. So we're not putting people out of business.
I have a series of questions now that are all on the same subject for each of the candidates individually. So, and they'll have 3 minutes to respond to each of the questions. Following that, they'll have 1 minute to do any follow-up. So the first series of questions deals with political allies. Supervisor Patterson has been said by some to be close to environmental groups such as the Sierra Club and others. Challenger Arnold has been associated by some with the Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business, CoLab, and the Tea Party. So we'll start with Supervisor Patterson. You have 3 minutes to answer this. Are there any positions taken by the Sierra Club or other environmental groups which you disagree with or question?
Well, I don't want to just say that the Sierra Club is the only environmental voice in San Luis Obispo County. It certainly isn't. I think the most noted example of a difference is while the National Sierra Club supports photovoltaic renewable energy projects in general, the local Sierra Club chapter opposed the projects in the Carrizo Plains. So we did have a difference there. However, I was not real excited about those projects initially for the potential impact it would have on that very sensitive area. It contains one of the largest populations of listed species in the state of California, the largest variety of listed species. But working with the resource agencies, with environmental groups, and with the applicants over a course of 3 years, I felt comfortable that the issues impacting those species had been adequately addressed, including the set-aside of significant acreage of habitat for those species. So I felt comfortable. And also, there's a greater environmental value in those projects in that it reduces the impact of burning fossil fuels to generate our electricity. Other projects, there's been a variety of local projects that I've had some differences with again, local environmental opinion, if you will. But I think a good way to really research that question, which is one that was addressed by the Tribune in their editorial on May 7th, which endorsed me for re-election for 5th District Supervisor. And that editorial really highlights some of the issues where people who historically or traditionally may have supported me, had differences with me, and I with them. And so that's a really good summary. I think what's important to realize is that I took this job with no agenda other than to provide opportunity to future generations and current residents that I had when I moved here permanently. And it requires balance. It requires objectivity. It requires a thoughtful analysis of the issues that come before the Board of Supervisors, and that's what I've tried to do. I haven't gone forward with a set agenda other than to preserve the quality of life, which includes the environment, the economy, and social equity.
Supervisor Patterson. Challenger Arnold, are there any positions taken by CoLab and the Tea Party with which you disagree or question?
I'll start by saying this. I know the Tea Party is made up of a lot of individuals. They have one thing in common that I also have in common with them, and that is they believe in a constitution and a limited, more efficient government, as was designed by our founding fathers. Absolutely agree with that mission statement of the Tea Party. You know, whether every day that someone's speaking out, that I can't answer for that. CoLab, the same. I believe in the Coalition of Ag, Labor, and Business is designed to be a government watchdog to educate the citizens out there that are working and don't have time to always be following every one of these board's decisions. And I am really excited that CoLab in this county has the expertise of Mike Brown, the former CEO of Santa Barbara County, at the helm. Mike speaks at every board meeting, many, many board meetings, and I am not there always to hear what he says, so to say that I agree with every single word, I couldn't answer that question. But I am excited myself to be endorsed by the Deputy Sheriff's Association, who through these challenging times have put their confidence in me to be the future supervisor. The California State Farm Bureau Political Action Committee, the political arm of the California State Farm Bureau, the local county Cattlemen's Association, their PAC, and the wine industry here in this county, their political action committee has also supported me, along with many of the real estate associations throughout the county. All of those organizations and groups of people want to see a change in leadership that will better represent them as we move forward.
You have 60 seconds, Mr. Patterson, to respond.
Well, thank you, Larry, for that. I just want to point out that while CoLab Representative Mike Brown does come to the Board of Supervisors and speaks frequently, mostly he's criticizing the actions that the Board of Supervisors has taken, despite the fact that we have done so exceptionally well here in recovering from the economic downturn. Reducing the size and cost of government, both short-term and long-term. We've put structural policies in place that will continue the savings in county government long-term. My endorsements include the Tribune, the San Luis Obispo County chapter of the Department of Forestry, the firefighters, the cement masons, plumbers and pipe fitters, the California Association of Site Techs, and the Tri-County Labor Council. So the blue-collar workers are certainly in my court.
Okay. Now I want to ask about our county's solar projects. Again, 3 minutes. The Carrizo Plain is within your district. At present, there are about 400 people employed, as I understand it, and they say that it will generate 800 megawatts of solar energy when done. Let us start with Ms. Arnold. You have said you had misgivings about the project. The question is, in the long run, do you think the county is better off or will be better off if it didn't have the project?
I really never intended to say that I had misgivings about the project. The project was willing buyers, willing sellers. The Carrizo Plains is an ideal location to have these solar projects. The empty transmission lines going from the power plant Morro Bay over to the valley really gave a boost to the companies that decided to locate here, along with the perfect temperature and climate, et cetera, that they needed. The ranchers that live out there were absolutely willing to sell their farmland to these companies, and because we are mandated by the state to increase our portfolio of renewable energy, It's a perfect solution, and I think San Luis Obispo County, most people here are excited to be able to provide a good location like that. The county, where the county played a role, is a lot of land was in the mitigation process between the the permit applicants, those would be the solar companies, and the county. A lot of what was productive farmland was set aside now. So it's not just the land that was taken out of agriculture now is not just the land that's needed for those solar panels, but it goes tens of thousands of acres beyond that. And I question the cost to eventually the ratepayers, though I am happy to see that the renewables will be here and we will all be able to take advantage of that renewable energy source.
Supervisor Pattison, in part you've taken credit for helping bring in that project, although you said you did have some misgivings about it. Generally speaking, is this a positive thing for the county, and are you pleased to have had a role in bringing it here?
I am pleased. It was a lot of work, and as I mentioned earlier, it took several years to get through the process. And I think we did that successfully. We had many community meetings and listened to the concerns of local residents. Those projects, when fully underway, and the SunPower project, the California Valley Solar Ranch, which is in the more eastern part of the Carrizo, is under full development now, and The First Solar Mid-American Solar Project, the 550 megawatt project just east of Bitterwater Road, is ramping up. And when they're both in full production, or construction, I should say, there will be about 800 employees, not 400. And the county has been guaranteed $20 million to cover costs of increased public safety, including sheriff and fire protection. And that will benefit the local residents, not only in the Carrizo Plain area, but because there will be more public safety in the Carrizo, it reduces the impact to stations that are adjacent, and they would be able to provide better service, both sheriff and fire, to the other eastern portions of the county like Shandon and Creston. So it's to their benefit as well. There has been a number of acres set aside for habitat preservation, which also in many instances will also be used for agricultural purposes in the form of grazing. So those operations can still continue. It was potentially impactful to some agricultural land, but as Ms. Arnold stated, they were willing sellers of that land. It was marginally productive. Even though the soil is good out there, there's no water. So it was only cropped every 2 to 3 years. And so the impact to that farming land, I think what we're doing now is we're getting basically 365 days of producing electricity, clean electricity for residents of San Luis Obispo County, California, and the western United States. So I think as we look at the total picture, they've been very good for San Luis Obispo County. They're both approximately $2 billion projects each. And so the spinoff on the economy from the workers out there and what they'll be spending in this county is huge.
Thank you, Mr. Pattison. I'm going to use my moderator's prerogative and forego the response to that because time is an issue. In radio, it waits for no one, I'm afraid. So we have to go to our closing remarks. The case of this debate, each of you are given 4 minutes to make any closing remarks you have and then a 2-minute response. Depending upon how the time goes, it may be only reduced to a 1-minute response. Mm-hmm. I apologize ahead of time. However, we drew for order on this, and the way it works now is that, Mr. Pattison, you went first, and you have an opportunity for 4 minutes to give us the wrap-up why we should vote for you for 5th District Supervisor.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. I believe that through the campaign, the difference between my challenger and I is clear, and it's very well articulated, again, as I mentioned, in the Tribune endorsement on May 7th for my reelection. It points out the differences. But I think the benefit that I have is the experience of the past 7.5 years of being San Luis Obispo County Supervisor, Chair of the Board, 2 terms, and the ability to work together with county staff, with the business industry in San Luis Obispo County to bring us out of this recession better off than most counties in the state. The experience that I have over the past 7.5 years has led to the ability to build 2 new libraries, one in Atascadero that will also include county offices available to residents in the North County, one in Cambria. And while most counties are reducing their the service of their libraries, some are even closing them, we're building 2 new ones. And I think that speaks to our ability to really work well. We've invested, as I mentioned, $170 million of money in 3 different banks in San Luis Obispo County. That was a change in our investment policy that will put that money to use here in the county, again, helping build the economy here. We're right-sizing government. We've reduced county government 10% over the last 4 to 5 years, reducing the cost, but yet not laying anybody off and contributing to the unemployment lines. We've done that through attrition and through the cooperation of our county workforce. We're planning for the future. We've done a lot of good planning activities that will prepare us for the future going forward. We've developed a county master water plan that identifies the county water resources that we have here and projects the future demand. We've updated our conservation and open space element, and we all know that much of the quality of life that we enjoy here is a result of our open space and our natural environment. And the conservation and open space element had not been updated in 32 years. They're required elements of our general plan. And now we have a complete inventory of what our natural resources are, what our cultural resources are, and how best to protect them. We are currently updating our economic element, our housing element, which is also a required element of our general plan. We've created the opportunity to provide a variety of housing types here through our housing element. It won a statewide award because of the way it was drafted and its ability to provide a variety of housing here. We've just adopted the EnergyWise plan, which will provide energy opportunities and reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And most importantly, just recently, we've adopted the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin Management Plan, which was crafted by stakeholders of the North County that overlie the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin. That basin is close to its safe annual yield. We want to implement this voluntary plan, again, developed by local stakeholders, to keep that basin from going into overdraft so we don't have the kind of experience, $15 million litigation that occurred in South County as a result of the overdraft of that basin.
That was Jim Patterson, Debbie Arnold.
All righty. Thank you. When my opponent took office in 2005, I'll repeat, unemployment was 4.6%, and it now hovers at 8.7%. In these 8 years, Jim has voted for thousands, literally thousands of pages of new regulation. He's repeatedly raised fees and advocated for tax increases, and these policies will not restore a vibrant economy to San Luis Obispo County or bring back jobs. Heavily subsidized jobs and public works projects alone will not restore a healthy economy. I want to bring back the private sector, which will in turn restore funding to education and public safety. This is what it will take to bring in permanent private sector jobs. We need to make San Luis Obispo County business friendly again. The county's goals of implementing smart growth will create high density living and will prioritize an urban lifestyle, eventually replacing our more rural lifestyle. Under the new policies, 32 units an acre will eventually replace some of the larger lots that people enjoy in our cities in the North County. I believe that most people live here and move here to enjoy the small towns and rural lifestyle. I want to protect that. Though the county's downsized its labor force in reaction to the bad economy, county government has not downsized its ever-expanding role in our daily lives. Though my opponent claims that the county, has money in reserve, the citizens of San Luis Obispo County, when the Los Osos Sewer Project is completed, in different pockets of the county, the citizens will hold more than $1 billion in bonded debt, and we need to keep our economy strong to be able to keep up with that. I want to bring accountability back to county government and support policies that will help the county thrive again. And I think the choice is clear. If you want to see expansion in government, Jim Patterson would be your choice, and a limited, more efficient government, then I would ask for your vote on June 5th.
Okay. You now have 2 minutes to respond to what you've said or expand on what you said.
Okay,
Mr.
thank
Patterson.
You. I want to take a few minutes to respond to what Ms. Arnold said, again, attributing the global economic downturn and the corresponding unemployment to me. I'm not quite that powerful. If I were, I would solve problems much more quickly. The thousands of pages of regulation that she's referring to, I have no idea what she's talking about. The conservation open space element, the master water plan, these are all resources that we'll use to really be able to manage the environment here that we so dearly love. Tax increases in the state of California do not occur without a public vote. A vote, Proposition 218 ensures that. So tax increases that she attributes to me is not a possibility here. It doesn't happen in the state of California without a public vote. The density, high density she talks about in urban environments, the cities maintain their own land use and general plan authority. The county does not do that. We are advocating smart growth, which most of the cities in this county have also adopted. It's a strategy to preserve the rural environment, not destroy it. And without that, we'll sprawl over the landscape. We have, according to Ms. Arnold, I didn't get the number exactly, but $100 million in bonded debt, and I refer you back to the AA positive Fitch rating, which is an outside agency that focused on a variety of good economic policies that we have here, including a 2.6% of the general fund debt, not $100 million.
Ms. Arnold, you have 2 minutes more, and your final word.
There's so much to say in 2 minutes. All righty. We live in an incredibly beautiful place, and this is not about growing sprawl. This is about growing the economy. Our county government is imposing cookie-cutter global community planning, smart growth. This is something the citizens didn't ask for. Even though the smart growth principles were enacted in 2005, it's just right now in 2012 that our county government is finally studying the economic impact that these policies are having on the rural lands. I still think people come here for the rural lifestyle and the small towns that they enjoy. The conservation and open space element, which is one of the documents that I call regulation and one of the more egregious points in it, is been concerning the realtors, the energy audits for your home at the point of sale. And these are the kinds of things that, as they continue to be enacted, will just create a lot more red tape for county citizens.
Well, I want to thank you very much. That concludes our debate between the two candidates for the 5th District Supervisor, the incumbent, Jim Patterson, running for re-election, the challenger, Debbie Arnold. Were both with us in the studio for the last hour. I want to thank you very much.